Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, remember that a win is a win, and you need to take it where you can get it. This very proud parent says their son was an inmate of the month at Jackson County Jail. If he was so well behaved, then why wasn't he well behaved enough to stay out of jail in the first place? Awesome. Does that mean he gets extra rations that particular month? The one good thing about prison and jail is that everyone in there wins the attendance award. Moving on, 85% of Canadians are now living paycheck to paycheck. Those are rookie numbers. Can we get that up to 99%? Ironically enough, I'll still be fine at that point. And no, that doesn't mean that I'm in the top 1% of earners. I'm in the 94th percentile of asset holders in Canada, and I barely spend any money. There'll be rioting in the streets and mass unemployment and foreclosures before I feel any pain. As for Canadians living paycheck to paycheck, that would probably stop if they stopped voting in socialist governments. Number three, this woman says that girls should bring up astrology on the first date because it helps them identify men who are incapable of entertaining opinions they disagree with. If a woman brought up astrology, I'd trump her by talking about having psychic powers. And she would think that I was just as far into fantasy land as she was. I'm fine with women bringing up so-called spiritualism, but they need to at the very least bring up personal proof that it actually works. But of course they can't do that. Up next, here's the look on your girlfriend's face when she sees pictures of your ex. Even if your ex is better looking than her, she's still gonna say you came in that thing. If that ex looks like she has an STD or is trashy, then he's braver than she thought. Leia isn't insulting Han's choice in women. What she's doing is saying that she's more attractive than his ex, and therefore he should stay with her because she's better. Meanwhile, the reason many women say stuff like this is because she's insecure that your ex might come back and you might leave her. Number five, this passenger was arrested for smacking a boy who called her fat and Miss Piggy on a flight home from Disney World. I love how the New York Post put Miss Piggy up for comparison. You gotta love the honesty of children because they rarely lie about such things. I see her resemblance to Miss Piggy as well as her behavior, because Miss Piggy used to slap Kermit all the time while saying hi-ya. We used to laugh, but now we see it as spousal abuse. Moving on, here is Japan's upcoming choice and the same choice for much of the Western world. Either adopt pronatalism or adopt immigration. Japan recently opened up to some immigration from India and Asia. 3% of their population is currently temporary foreign workers, and you just know that's going to keep on growing. At some point, if the human race is to continue, then women will be forced to make children again. Either that, or there'll be artificial wombs, or women will be paid to carry kids through surrogacy. Number 7, Gwyneth Paltrow was selling her vagina-scented candles, and now someone has taken things to the next level. And this punk band releases vinyl that smells like her vag too. I wonder, though, if you do end up buying Paltrow's vagina candles, if when you buy them in the wrong week, they smell like burnt period blood. And if you can't afford either of these products, the next best option is to get a can full of tuna and light a small candle in it. Up next, this woman is upset because 30-year-old women are aged out of dating apps. Because men their own age start dating younger and younger because older women are seen as being less fun. What less fun means is that they're less fertile, less beautiful, and less agreeable. Not to mention that they carry around tons of baggage from riding around on the rooster roller coaster. What she means by aged out is that they can't get the top 5% of men anymore. Number 9, it looks like God has had enough of humanity's craziness, as there are at least 3 city-ending asteroids that could strike Earth within weeks. A lot of guys are hoping that they fall in India for some reason. Maybe they're just tired of all the telemarketer jeets calling them at all times of the day. But this is just disaster corn, because all 3 of them were further away than the moon. If they ever do try and strike Earth, hopefully we have Bruce Willis and his team ready to go. Moving on, remember, if you're a free thinker, you will be hated by people in society in general, if they can manipulate you. Ironically, people will hate you and envy you for following your own path, which will lead you to personal happiness, but ironically, it'll make everyone else around you unhappy, because they don't have the courage to walk their own path. Looks like in every society, someone has to be the black sheep and not fit in. Number 11, Britain's first private police force has caught 400 criminals, and they have a 100% conviction rate on cases that regular officers are too busy to look at. Eventually, it'll become like South Africa with private security patrolling the streets. The reason the regular officers couldn't look at those cases is probably because they were busy going after people for posting on social media. Now they need to set up private prisons too because the UK government can't afford to house all those criminals. Up next, meanwhile, in Toronto, Canada, we're bringing back segregation, baby, and full-on racism with homeless shelters for black people only. That includes the staff too, and they're looking for black staff members, and running a shelter in the past isn't a requirement for those submitting applications. What will they think of next? Entire neighborhoods for black folks. Why stop there? Why not entire cities too? Or maybe even countries? On the bright side, at least it'll probably be safer in the other homeless shelters with mostly whites. Number 13, meet the real Lightning McQueen. Queen Elizabeth II terrorized King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia by driving around Balmoral Estate back in the time when women weren't allowed to drive back in Saudi Arabia. And meanwhile, people still get upset because Putin brought out his dogs to meet Angela Merkel when she was deathly afraid of them. Maybe that's why she fled to Germany with Middle Eastern migrants, because they hate dogs too. Putin said he didn't know she was afraid of dogs. He knew. He knew. Moving on, Democrats have brought up their finest woman to try and reach Republican men and convince them to go left. Meanwhile, men are less likely to vote for the left when they see a picture of her. The only thing she's reaching for is the buffet. Looks like the Democrats are trying to lock down the water buffalo vote too. Whatever party she's part of, just vote for the opposite one, and you'll turn out just fine. Remember, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Number 15, this woman says that she doesn't date boomstick owners. Of course not. Odds are she's afraid of elephant guns. But seriously, the only people she probably dates are those that own or have access to a defibrillator. I bet you that she's got 3 kids and still expects a man to earn 6 figures, and he must be 6 feet tall. If she sees a good-looking Tyrone ready to bang, she won't care if he's armed or not. Up next, his family went fishing off the coast of Florida and ended up catching 56 pounds of blow. Now they own their own fleet of fishing boats. And they were also arrested the same day under Florida's zero-tolerance laws. Just kidding. Where's Hunter Biden when you need him? That probably belongs to him. But whoever took this picture hates their kids because now the cartel, whoever is the rightful owner of that stuff, will actually go after them. The kid in the background looks like he actually wants to keep it. Number 17 up next is Gone Girl. And she says that men enjoy their peace and quiet, that women bring unnecessary noise and drama to men's lives. What's her motive for saying this, though? Is she after attention or trust from men? Maybe she's trying to trick all the simps out there that she's not like all the other women out there. Then boom, the moment you get into a marriage with her, she dumps you and wrecks your life. All that because you thought she was a woman that would give you peace and quiet. I was with a woman like that for 10 years that was pretty quiet. The quiet types are the most dangerous because they manipulate you silently. Moving on, how is it possible that the prince turned into a frog? This is what happens when there is inbreeding in royal families. Not to mention he didn't get the good genetics of Harry, his half-blood brother, the bastard son. His mother Diana looks like she got together with her riding instructor, or so the rumor goes. Also, don't forget that the Windsor family genetics hit hard when they get into their 30s. I don't think that's aging. I think that's evil. Everyone gets the face they deserve by the time they turn 50. Number 19, here's the difference between MAGA men and Demon Crab men. Looks like growing up in an urban environment turns you into a weak soy boy. Who knew? But leftoids will say that the MAGA man is compensating for a distorted self-image while the Democrat is comfortable being who they really are. The one on the left is catering to the image that women want, and the one on the right is catering to the image his gay lover wants. I wouldn't want to be either of these men to boot. Up next, what the hell is this about? Her shirt says that a black woman is speaking, so you need to learn and listen. She's making a horrible joke and trying to be edgy and get some attention, but falls flat. Remember that everything they do is for attention one way or another. It's all about grifting and keeping the eyeballs on them so they get some of that precious, precious dopamine. When you have tiny chesticles, you have to try other things to get men to look at your chest. Number 21, Lucas says that body cams have been such a big success on cops that we should start thinking about putting them on elementary school teachers. Absolutely. Even the high school ones. That way they won't be able to diddle their male students as much. This would also have the added effect of allowing parents to watch their kids at all times, especially if the cams were live streamed. Then again, that sounds dystopian, so I don't know. Moving on, Mark has a point when he says that only 1.6% of US citizens owned slaves back in 1860, at the peak of slavery. and yet all the hate is directed against the entire white race. Yes, and it was mostly Democrats that owned those slaves in the South. Let's also not forget that in many cases it was also free black men who purchased slaves too. At some point, even Eastern Europeans were slaves to the Turks, and the barbers used to take Europeans as slaves. Slavery was widespread. Number 23, here's a friendly reminder that if the migrants sneaking over the American border look like this, liberal women would form SS units overnight. And if you don't believe me, then just look how crazy they went when 79 South African refugees came to America a couple of months ago. Women hate the competition. They usually sabotage it or prevent it from coming in. Men, on the other hand, when we face competition, we get better and try and beat it. Women aren't like us. Up next, in case you missed it, Sydney Sweeney is selling 5,000 bars of soap containing drops of her bathwater in it. So it looks like Belle Delphine and the internet is influencing the behavior of Hollyweird celebrities now. I'm sure this will be a collector's item for many years to come, but I'm still waiting for her to really arrive by selling her bottled up farts. Guaranteed flatulence in every bottle. Here's what woke Hollywood celebrities will look like in 2045, if AI doesn't make them all unemployed first. Number 25 and the last one looks like the perfect looks match couple in 2025. The large lass that's with Harry Sisson is the Democrat's secret weapon. She's supposed to lure right-leaning men back to the left. People say that she's his girlfriend. I think he looks more like her appetizer. So I guess we all know what happened to his twin brother. Meanwhile, this is what looks match couples used to look like back in the 1980s and 90s. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.